WRXR, Rossville, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio. Presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. Your home for NASCAR. Now. Live from the Optimize You studio. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is indeed time for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Hopefully, everybody's on their way home from work, wanting to know what's the haps in and around the garage area. Well, you've stumbled into the right place. Sean Whitfield and I are here each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on NASCAR. And today, well, it's a good day. It's a big day. The first round of the playoffs is over. The round of 16, the first three races of the 10-race playoffs are over, concluded Saturday night under the lights at Bristol in the night race. Maybe not the most exciting of all races, not a lot of cautions, not a lot of beating and banging, and a historic night for Kyle Larson, who was able to get the win. But it's exciting because we get to say goodbye to four drivers. We know now which 12 drivers have the opportunity to become your 2024 champion. So, plenty to get to. Big weekend of college football as well. I'm sure Sean's going to tell us all sorts of cool stories about Mulchy putting his front yard. Man, let's just get into this thing. It is Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105. I'm Casey, alongside, oh man, it's definitely a Smedium. Definitely, if you were
actually, it's an XL.
If you were to wave
way,
at someone,
I'm just
your belly would
XL.
Show. It is Sean Whitfield. The Whitfield
actually, there's no belly here. It's like as hard as this table.
Okay, that's a weird thing to say. But anyway, when you stood up a while ago, the back, like the back's not fully covered. That's just that shirt's not tall enough for you, man.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna have to get XLT.
Yeah, or I've just grown.
Mrs. Whitfield dresses wonderfully, and you are very stunted. I've got to have a talk with her.
Well, this came from our friends at Monster Energy.
It is. You know what? And I'm enjoying one right now.
And it's been washed a few times, so that's probably some of the problem is it's been in the dryer many times, and I think probably shouldn't have.
So let me ask you. So I know that you don't do a lot of the cooking, and you've got this really cool – whoever buys your house, whenever you sell it, you're going to get to go, this kitchen has been used five times.
First of all, there's no cooking that goes on at my house.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Except for some scrambled eggs in the morning.
So when someday when you sell your house, you're going to get to look at them and say, hey, I can promise you this is...
It's like new.
It's brand new, essentially. Yeah. So, yeah. But the laundry, do you handle your laundry at your house? Okay,
yeah.
So you do handle that task.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, I do my own, and Kim does her own.
That's the way it is at the Orr House.
Yeah, I've offered to do Kim's, but she doesn't want me touching.
Yeah, she sees you and is like, I'll get it. It's
yeah,
fine.
She doesn't want me touching it. She's afraid that I'm going to take something that's one size and it's going to be a different size.
Are you do you co-mingle all the colors, just throw them all in?
Put it this way, I've got some undershirts that are not white.
Yeah, I'm the same way, just chunk it all in. Ain't nobody got time for this separating
yeah,
stuff. I think that's old. They got new technology, colors don't bleed anymore.
Yeah, now if it's a red shirt,
yeah, okay, first time wear,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, I of course I don't wear red very often at all.
I just don't buy a red shirt. It's that easy.
But yeah, I've been guilty of that. But hey, you made comment of my mulch while ago. I was out in my yard working yesterday, and I was looking at it and thought, you know, my black mulch is getting a little faded here. I might need to put a little fresh coat of black mulch on top of my mulch. So anyway, it's funny you say that because I was just thinking that.
Man.
You're shaking your head like you're not surprised.
Just like thoughts that never occur to me. Mulch is getting a little faded.
It's getting a little faded. You know, the sun's faded it out a little bit. So, yeah, I may have to deal with that. But you had a weekend of vacation.
I did. I was batching it this weekend.
So how was it?
I was great. So I actually played a little golf Friday, which was fun. And then Saturday.
Wait. It wasn't just a little golf.
I played two rounds.
I was going to say, didn't you play 36 holes?
I did. It was,
that doesn't sound like a little bit of golf.
It was fantastic.
So how many hours did it take you to play 36 holes?
I was at the golf course for about a total of 8 hours. It was nice.
So, see, I'm glad I corrected you. You said, oh, I played a little bit of golf.
Well, you know.
That's
just
not
saying.
A little bit when little you play bit. A full day.
And then that meant Saturday.
Were you not tired, though? Sick and tired of playing golf?
Okay, you ride around in a cart and you have cocktails. It's not like it's even though I will say my legs were pretty cooked from walking all those hills and stuff. But anyway, so that meant Saturday I had to get my honey-do list done before they got home. And then watched some college football, which was great. I just kind of laid around and watched college football all day. And then Sunday they got home, and I made sure the house was pretty and ready to go.
So were you given a list before Mrs. Orr left?
It wasn't an official list, but I knew in my head things that needed to be done. Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So it was good. So nice, relaxing weekend. You know, being without family is fun for about a day. And then it's like, man, my life would be really boring if I didn't have a wife and a daughter to chase around.
So did you? You're saying now that you missed Mrs. Orr and not just little Evelyn?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, missed them both. All right. And Evelyn was happy to see me when she got back.
Yeah,
jury's still out on Mrs. Orr.
Hopefully, she's not listening. Oh, she don't ever listen.
Yeah, well, yeah, we can say whatever.
So you watched all kinds of college football.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, Oklahoma State Cowboys lost.
Man, ugliest game I've watched in a long time.
And then yesterday, did you watch some pro football?
Watched a lot of pro. I watched the Tennessee Vols beat the OU Sooners, which OU losing is almost as good as Oklahoma State winning. So that was fun. And then yesterday, yeah, I had it on Red Zone all day.
Hmm. Now, Red Zone.
Yeah.
That's through YouTube TV?
No, that's through EPB.
Okay. I'm going to have to get that.
It's just constant. There's no commercials. It just cuts back and forth from game to game to game.
And you get every game there is.
Yeah. But now you can't just watch a game. You watch all the games. And they just cut back and forth.
Oh, so I couldn't just watch one game.
No, you're thinking NFL Sunday Ticket, which is somewhere completely different. That's when you pick which game you want to watch.
Yeah.
This one, they just cut back and forth to all the exciting plays from the game. So you may be watching like the Browns and whoever. And then they'll go, oh, we got to go to Atlanta. And they cut to Atlanta and you watch them score or something or watch a cool play. And it literally, because there were seven games, I think, at the early kickoff. It's like ADD football, man.
Huh.
It's fantastic, especially for fantasy football players.
Do you like that?
I love it.
See, I would get annoyed because I'd be wanting to watch, you know, the Falcons exclusively.
Well, so I don't have like a team to watch. Like, I wouldn't like it in college football. There's too many games, and I want to watch the Oklahoma State game. I don't really have a favorite pro team. I just like watching pro football. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter to me that it's game bebopping around. Yeah.
So I take it the Titans didn't come on your screen very often.
The early, because they were such an early kickoff. But
because they just suck right
there
now.
There were the Titans game was on a lot, but it was just to watch Malik Willis score for the Packers.
Yeah. So it was showing the Packers.
Yeah, it showed a lot of the Packers.
Huh. Well, I'm going to have to check into that other. And it's called Sunday Ticket.
No, Sunday Ticket is all the – this is called Red Zone, the NFL Network's Red Zone.
No, what I need.
Yeah, you need Sunday Ticket.
And that's only through YouTube TV.
I think that's DirecTV. YouTube may have something like it. I really don't know.
I think YouTube TV's got something like it.
It may.
I'm not going with DirecTV.
Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, DirecTV was without ABC and ESPN.
And they get in every year they get into another fight with them.
Yeah, for several weeks. And so we were starting the college football season off. And there was a lot of people here in Chattanooga that had DirecTV that couldn't watch it.
You know what? It reminds me of the government when, like, now every two or three years we get that showdown. The government's going to run out of money and everyone acts like they're just, well, we're just going to do it. We're going to let it. And then, of course, no one lets it happen. So,
yeah,
that's DirecTV. They do that all the time.
You mentioned the Tennessee-Oklahoma game. Of course, it was going on during the race. I sure was hoping Oklahoma was going to win.
Oh, gosh, no.
I wanted to see Oklahoma.
You are not allowed to cheer for the Sooners, or this will be my last program.
No, Tennessee fans are getting a little bit annoying right now.
Man, Tennessee Georgia week's thank you, Chuck. Thank you. Tennessee Georgia weekend's going to be something.
Yeah, but don't you think Tennessee fans are getting a little annoying right now?
I mean, they've got
because they're 4-0, but they haven't played anybody until Saturday.
They've got a very good football team. And Georgia, Georgia has played. I mean, what, the school of the blind? Not like this. Just been a murder's row for them.
Kentucky was a tough game.
That was fair. They made it a lot tougher than it needed to be.
But it was a road game. You know, road games in the SEC are always a little extra tough.
I'll tell you what. Yeah.
Of course, they play Alabama Saturday night. That's going to be under the lights. So.
That's going to be a game.
And, of course, for all of you out there listening, if you are into college football, especially SEC college football, join me and Jim Gumm each and every Saturday morning right here on Rock 105 or our sister station 103.7 Kiss FM for College Football Radio presented by Medicare Misty. This show is so big, it takes two radio stations to carry it. And it's from 9 to 10 right here on Rock 105 College Football Radio. You can also catch it on podcast if you are not able to listen to it because you're listening to On the Move Radio. Presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake. You can listen to us right after the 9 o'clock hour in podcast at College Football Radio Download. That's College Football Radio Download. All right. So good weekend.
Yeah, great weekend.
Vacation time, basically.
Back to reality.
All right. Well, I tell you what, the temperatures today were terrible.
Listen, but so we got hot rain this weekend. On the way. Yeah, thank goodness. Well, it was so hot this weekend.
And of course, temperatures at Bristol were about 20 degrees less than they were this time last year because we are running the night race at Bristol a little bit later. And it certainly proved to make a little bit of difference, especially on tire wear. The race was a good race, but at times it was a little bit of a snoozer.
So the prevailing wisdom on the internet is this was about as, I don't know, you can't, uneventful as anyone can remember a Bristol race being. Now, there were only, what, three or four cautions.
Kyle Larson had three cautions.
Kyle Larson led the most laps, I think, in like the modern era, essentially. It's the most laps ever at a night race in Bristol.
No driver has led as many laps in a victory at Bristol as Kell Yarborough did in he led 495 in 1977. Kyle Larson led 462. So the last time anybody even came close was in the late 70s.
Yeah, which, you know, it's 47 years ago. So it was just a wire to wire. Dominating performance by Kyle Larson. There wasn't a whole lot going on behind him, so there wasn't as a lot of pit road strategy. The Goodyear tire compound was obviously a little too good, perhaps, because it wasn't enough wear. And we didn't get some of the beating and banging that we thought we would get. That being said, Kyle Larson, another championship performance, gets a win at the right time, guarantees he moves on to the next stage in the playoffs, and we say bye to four drivers, a couple of past champions.
That Hendrick Auto Group.com race team, they were basically flawless. I mean, everything went their way. They had two pit stops that were well under 10 seconds and one that was just over 10 seconds. And we had a race that basically did not have that many caution flags to normal Bristol standards.
Yeah, there was no chance to change it up.
And then when we did have a caution, it was like single car incidences. It wasn't a multi-car deal. And it was just a completely different Bristol than what we had experienced in you know, I don't like to say this about any NASCAR race, but I just have to say it was a little bit of a snoozer, especially for Bristol.
Yeah, you never cheer for wrecks, and you never cheer for tire issues or anything like that, but that is part of a race. And those things do lead to some different strategy. They lead to some, you know, people getting upset. They lead to some different outcomes. But this was essentially I guess like a perfect storm, but in a good way for NASCAR. This is you know what happens when nothing goes wrong. Yeah. And so big win for Kyle Larson. And you know what? It was a chance for some other guys. Man, season's just not continuing.
All right. Well, we want to thank all of you out there today for joining us. And we are presented to you by our friends at Optimize You. You can find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow on our podcast at Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. We're on all major podcast platforms, as well as you can find any of our past shows at RacingTalkRadio.com. All right, we got a lot more NASCAR to come as we continue. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back faster than the last lap at Talladega. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Hey, Chattanooga. Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics, all related to your home.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group. More NASCAR ahead with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Now, back to the show. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Chew me up and spit me out, cause you know that I'll come back. And then we separate, but the emptiness attracts. Cause I know.
Welcome back, Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6 o'clock. We join you right here on Rock 105 because Optimize You allows us to, and we talk NASCAR, getting you up to date on everything you need to know. The first round is over. The round of 16 is done. We now look ahead to the round of 12, and that'll begin this Sunday at Kansas. We go Kansas, Talladega, and then road course racing at Charlotte. And then we go from 12 drivers that are eligible for a championship down to 8. And then 3 more races. And then the final 4 conclude
at the race at Phoenix to find out who your 2024 champion is going to be. You know, Sean, we're talking about a big weekend of college football. You had the race up in Bristol, but I don't know about you, but on my socials timeline, it looked like everybody in the world was in Knoxville this weekend at the Morgan Wallen concert.
You know, I did notice that.
Now, are you a Morgan Wallen fan?
No. Isn't he the one that has the bar in downtown Nashville?
I think everyone has a bar in downtown Nashville.
Yeah, but
now.
Where he threw something
off.
Yeah,
he threw like a chair or something.
Yeah, that's the guy?
Yeah, that's him.
I was trying to think, what song would I recognize that he
sang? I don't know. I don't.
You can't sing me a tune?
I'm not a Morgan Wallen guy, but I realize he's like the new cool thing.
Because didn't he sell
but
out?
He's from Knoxville. He's like kind of like the new Kenny Chesney, if that makes sense.
Didn't he?
Very bro country, pop country kind of thing.
Didn't he pretty much sell out Neyland Stadium?
Yeah, like a couple nights. Like there was a show Saturday. There was a show last night. Jason, he sings a Jason.
You mean Friday night?
Friday night. No, there was one last night.
Okay, he had one Friday night, and I guess one last night then.
And I think he might have done 3 days. Well, we really should have someone more versed in this.
I saw a video on social media where the head coach for Tennessee,
the baseball team,
Josh Heupel,
yeah,
walked out with him Friday night along with Peyton Manning.
Yeah, that had to be Friday then.
Wow, I'm surprised he wasn't.
Well, I guess you got private jets. You can make stuff like that happen.
Yeah. University jet takes you on in Oklahoma. And who was the other big celebrity that walked out with him? It was Heupel.
The Tennessee baseball coach and all the baseball players that won the national championship, they came out, and apparently that was a big deal.
Yeah. There was another big celebrity that went out on stage, but I can't recall who it is. But anyway, yeah, I saw some of the social media stuff, and I had no idea that he was that popular guy.
Yeah, like apparently, yeah. Obviously not geared towards our age bracket.
Well.
Or your ears at all. You don't listen to. Actually, you would like this because he doesn't really sound like country music.
I seldom ever listen to country.
Yeah, okay.
Well. I'm usually listening.
You can listen to Morgan Wallen and still not listen to country.
Well, he's a country guy, though.
In my opinion.
You would only hear him on our sister station, US 101.
Very true. God, I'm just such a, it's like the old, I'm turning into the old guy telling kids to get off my lawn. But it did look like it was fun. Like, there was a lot of people. It's probably a good time to be having.
I listen to Rock 105 most of the time. Occasionally I tune in over to 103.7 Kiss FM, and then if I'm really wanting to go back a decade or two, I listen to some 98.1 The Lake.
So there's a country dude that's like a crossover in rock, isn't there? Because it's like we heard him on here one day.
You're talking about
Hardy? Is that his
Jelly
name?
Roll?
No. Well, yeah, Jelly Roll, too.
Jelly Roll's got some of both.
Okay, and I think there's a dude named Hardy that like wrote, like, I just want my own rock song or something, and I think he was there with Morgan Wallen. So, you know what? It's a whole new world. There are no rules. Once you could start wearing like a brown belt with black shoes, nothing makes sense anymore. Just do whatever.
Well, you bring out some valid points. All right, let's get back into NASCAR. We had the race at Bristol, the Bass Pro Shop night race. And as we were talking in the previous segment, Kyle Larson got the win. It is his 28th victory in 359 NASCAR Cup Series races. This is his fifth victory and 14th top 10 finish in 2024. Chase Elliott came in second. He posted his ninth top 10 finish in 15 races at Bristol. In his 14th top 10 finish in 2024. Bubba Wallace.
Bubba!
Came in third.
Had a baby.
Second top 10 finish in 11 races at Bristol Motor Speedway.
He's getting good at good finishes when it doesn't matter.
Yeah, good point.
He just signed an extension, though, I think.
Denny Hamlin in fourth position, another playoff driver, came in fourth. Christopher Bell in fifth. Sixth, Ron Blaney. Seventh, Ron Preece. Eighth, Chase Briscoe, ninth, Alex Bowman, and Alex was on the pole, and 10th, Ross Chastain.
Other playoff drivers, Austin Cindric in 13th place, Ty Gibbs 15th, William Byron a 17th place finish, bad run for Tyler Reddick in 20th, Truex Jr.,
Doesn't look like the retirement tour is going the way he wanted. He finished in 24th. Daniel Suarez in 31st. Harrison Burton, 35th. And let's see, Keselowski, Brad Keselowski in 26th. Bad run for several guys.
Yeah, I felt bad for Martin Truex Jr. and Brad Keselowski, but especially Brad Keselowski, or excuse me, especially Martin Truex Jr., his final season, he had a good car. The team was working hard. He really was just bragging on his team and the entire organization after the race. And you could just tell that the energy was just sort of sucked out of him. And it's almost like he's ready for the season to be over so he can move on.
Well, you think about it. Future Hall of Famer, you've done just about all you can. You were probably hoping to go out on top, but now you've got to pretend to care for seven more races. So, you know, I guess it's, you know, pressure's going to be off. Just kind of go out, take some victory laps, see if you can't do something cool at the very end. But, yeah, that's got to be pretty it'd be like getting knocked out of the playoff. Well, it is. It's getting knocked out of the playoffs in your final year. It's a bummer.
Well, anytime a driver is announced that it's his final year, oftentimes you kind of wonder in the back of your mind, okay, what do you think he's going to do?
Yeah, kind of the dead man walking.
What's the future going to be for him? Bob Pockris on FoxSports.com asked many of the drivers, what do you think Martin Truex is going to do next year? And I'll share with you some of the comments. Ty Gibbs, I don't know. We text a good bit, so maybe I'm just going to be texting him. Alex Bowman, as much as he wants to, he's a champion of our sport and one of the good guys in the garage. He deserves to be here as much as he wants to be. Kyle Larson, I don't know. We really don't see him much now. I guess it will be really hard to see him next year. Christopher Bell, one cup race, maybe a handful of Xfinity. William Byron, I don't know. I think Martin is probably going to run some off races. I'd love to see him out here. He is a great competitor and a really great driver. I'd love to see him race more, but I don't know. Joey Logano, I think we'll see him. Maybe he will run a couple of races here and there and some different things, but I think that will be it. And then last, Tyler Reddick. Gosh, I have got no idea. It'd be cool if he was on Lake Lloyd or there at Daytona International Speedway fishing. Same thing for Homestead, but I don't know if there's a lot of good fish in the pond there. And then last, Martin Truex Jr. I'm not sure either. I'm kind of looking at it still, definitely once. And then from there, my guess would be 5, 6, 7 times. So we'll see.
So Truex Jr., no one really knows, not even he, what his plans are. He just knows he's not going to be in a full-time cup, going to get set down all the pressure, all that stuff, which will be nice. Yeah, I wonder if he doesn't.
I think
so. These guys love to run like these one-off races or every now and then. Like, I really like this track. I want to go back. You know, get with a guy like Jimmy Johnson. I think they were teammates for half a second, or at least they know each other. Been in the garage area a long time, both Hendrick guys. And, you know, just kind of have this rotating schedule of the old dudes trying to get out there and get a championship or get a win.
I think he could follow the path to some extent like Kurt Busch did. Kurt Busch remained an active part in the sport behind the scenes, working with his teammates at 2311. And Martin Truex Jr. has already got some sort of deal worked out with Joe Gibbs Racing to hold some sort of part-time place in their organization. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if it's a similar look compared to what Kurt Busch did.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be invited to basically go wherever he wants to. You know, one of the good guys from all intents and purposes. You know, everybody retires and they're so excited for it. Then, you know, the off season happens and then it starts to be racing season again. And then they realize they need to be at Daytona. Someone's going to find something for him to do and he'll take some sort of role somewhere just to be around the sport because it is. It's just it's ingrained in him. It's what these guys do. They're race car drivers. But it will be interesting to see what his next move is. And it is going to be a bummer that he's not going to be
in the running to be a champion. He is. I like a good mix of past champions, especially the good guys, and Truex Jr. is certainly one of those. But he and Keselowski, two past champions that will not be your 2024 champion.
That's right. And, of course, at Bristol, we saw five caution flags for 36 laps and eight lead changes among four drivers. So Hendrick Motorsports led the front row to start the race, and Hendrick Motorsports ended the race in victory lane.
Yeah, it was pretty much Kyle Larson's night. You know, it was the, what is it, the Bass Pro Shops night race. It was really the Kyle Larson night race. So big win for him. We get to move past it, head to Kansas, and go from 16 drivers down to 12.
All right, Casey, if you're feeling low energy, no sex drive, weight gain, muscle loss, so definitely dealing with muscle loss there.
Ouch.
Irritability and depression, Optimize U is for you. Optimize U, located here in Chattanooga on Vance Road, right off Lee Highway. And then you can find them on Highway 153 in Hixson, just across from Crunch Fitness. And Optimize U Chattanooga is the place to go. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. All right, time for us to take a break. When we come back, we will continue talking NASCAR, and we'll get into the driver's standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. Also, too, we're going to talk a little bit about Bubba Wallace and his future. And then the charter situation with 2311.
Ooh, charter talk.
Going to have a little bit of that. We got all that and more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
We'll be back quicker than Sean can drink another Monster Energy. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105. It's from all time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize U. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize U, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeUCenters.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize U on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones and Clint Powell each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show about living a healthy life, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
This is the fastest hour in radio with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You, here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, super producer Chuck, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info. Big win for Kyle Larson up at Bristol. Not the most exciting race, but hey, Kyle Larson gets the win. Chase Elliott comes in second, and 12 drivers move on to the next round. Who will not be moving on, unfortunately? Martin Truex Jr., Ty Gibbs, Brad Keselowski, and Harrison Burton.
Harrison Burton, yeah.
That's about what, I mean, are any of those four shock you?
Brad Keselowski does a little bit. And Martin Truex Jr. I thought Austin Cindric would not make it, and I thought that Daniel Suarez wouldn't make it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Those were my picks.
They both raced well. I think Keselowski, in my heart, I wanted him to move on, but he hasn't exactly shown lately that he's been that good. So that I'm not surprised. I guess I'm a little surprised at Truex Jr. You just always figured he was going to pull one out and move on. So, you know what? But that's good, because that now means the 12, top 12, which is Larson, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, Austin Cindric, Daniel Suarez, Alex Bowman, and Chase Briscoe.
I am shocked that Daniel Suarez is still in it.
Briscoe still got a chance. Austin Cindric, I mean, there's still plenty of young blood in there, but you've also got your favorites. I mean, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Larson. I was listening to a little NASCAR talk earlier today, and it's really kind of been the tale of two seasons for guys like Kyle Larson. He's up and down. A lot of wins, but also a lot of really bad runs. And then you look at another past champion, Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott hasn't had a lot of wins, but also I think only twice this year twice in the last however many races he's finished outside the top 20. He's only got one DNF all year long. Very Jimmy Johnson-esque, you know, don't do anything to screw anything up and just keep on finishing races in a decent place, and that helps you advance.
Chase Elliott's only got one win.
Kyle Larson's kind of taking the Kyle Busch approach, either really good or really bad all year. So, but both of those guys still in it.
You got Kyle Larson leading. He's got 5 wins under his belt. The drivers that have got 3 wins each is Christopher Bell, William Byron, and Denny Hamlin. What do you think about Denny Hamlin right now?
Oh, Denny?
It just seems like he's got too many distractions going on in his world. It just that team to me is just not got it together where you would expect them to be right now.
Here's the thing: he advanced. That's all you've got to do. You've got to put together another decent 3 races. But if I'm Denny, the pressure's on, because there's a finite number of times you get to have a chance to win a championship, and it seems like, which is odd, because this isn't as much of an athletic sport as some of the others, but it seems like when it comes your turn and Father Time catches up with you and things start heading down, they head down quick. I mean, Jimmy Johnson is on the Mount Rushmore of NASCAR, and Sean, all of a sudden, he hit a switch and couldn't win a race. And how many times have we seen that from guys kind of on the top side of their career, the backside, if you will? If I'm Denny Hamlin, you can always say, oh, there's always next year. And he does make the playoffs every year. He is with an outstanding organization. He's got a great sponsor. He's sitting about as good as you can sit. But, like, eventually these opportunities run out. And the only thing Denny Hamlin, first ballot Hall of Famer, the only thing he doesn't have is a championship. Mm-hmm. And the thing he wants the most is a championship. So, yeah.
How much longer do you think we'll see him full-time behind the wheel?
He's got another 2-3 years in him.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, his contract with Joe Gibbs Racing goes through the end of next year. Do you possibly think that Denny would want, or no, not that he would want, I think he does want to do it, but will he end his career driving for his own race team?
That would be, I think that depends on Gibbs. If he is still performing at a high level and Gibbs and FedEx want him back, he's crazy to leave.
I think Gibbs will keep him as long as Denny's willing to drive a race car.
Have sponsor will race. I mean, it's...
And FedEx has supported Denny for a long time, but if you'll notice, that FedEx hadn't been on the full car near as much this year as it has been in the past.
Which sponsorship ever is anymore. But, yes, you have a point. So,
Hendrix.com is...
Listen, Kevin Harvick won 9 races and then all of a sudden couldn't buy a win and finally hung it up. So, and that wasn't that long ago. So it really depends on performance. I think this is Denny's best chance this year because we haven't had a dominant win. We haven't had a dominant racer. However, if you're Denny, now's not when you want to see Kyle Larson catch fire because Kyle can be that dominant driver.
Mm-hmm. I think Denny's got a lot of distractions. You know, him and Michael Jordan just built his new Taj Mahal of a race shop there in North Carolina. This charter deal has, I think, been weighing over his head. Denny has been one of the drivers that's been probably most vocal about his feelings on that. And I don't think that 2311, I don't think Denny and Michael Jordan expected everybody except for them and Front Row Racing to sign a charter deal. I think that really caught them by surprise. I think that they probably looked at that deal and thought, okay, this is not exactly what we want. We should expect more. And we're going to get the troops and rally together. And that did not happen. And it was just announced that Bubba Wallace has got a multi-year deal.
He got an extension.
With 2311. But 2311 doesn't know whether or not they're going to have charters next year.
They don't have a multi-year deal with NASCAR.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of this year, and with them not signing the charter agreement already, I don't know how NASCAR is going to handle that. NASCAR, if you'll notice, has not been saying anything at all about that. They've been keeping everything close to the vest. And I don't think NASCAR will say anything until the end of the year when it's time to say what's going to happen. And I really question if 2311 and Front Row Motorsport has got any kind of plan. I seriously doubt they've got any kind of legal ramifications to get anything on this done legally. I think this is just another time that NASCAR reminds everybody that, hey, this is our playground and you play on our playground. And if you don't play by our rules, then don't come out here.
Yeah, I think they lost a ton of leverage when everybody else signed on. And was it Hendrick that signed and basically said he was just tired? He's tired of messing around, so he signed. And listen, there's way more to it than that. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they made Rick happy with some of the decisions he wanted. But once the heavyweights have all signed, you're really left with little bargaining power. I mean, you can take your stuff and go home, which, let's face it, they're not going to do that. I mean, now NASCAR, they really don't want to lose Michael Jordan. But then again, as that big a deal,
how much of an impact do you think Michael Jordan being a part of NASCAR is for the overall brand?
For the overall brand, I guess for the day-to-day, I don't think it matters a bit. But if you are pitching NASCAR to someone or to fans or to a different market saying that you've got the most popular athlete in the world on your team is a good thing. But does it put them in a much better position to bargain? Absolutely not.
Yeah. I would agree with that because I think at the end of the day, NASCAR's attitude is unless you're God, there's nobody on the planet that is big enough to have an influence in making us change our minds and changing our business decisions, because we're always going to do what we feel is best for the sport overall.
And it's our sport,
yeah.
And we can do with it what we want. But the minute you get guys like Hendrick, and
Joe Gibbs, Penske.
I mean, the minute the big three sign, I mean, what are the other teams going
to
do?
And then you throw Trackhouse in there. Trackhouse is continuing to carry some weight and credibility. And then Richard Childress Racing. I think that majority of the team owners that did sign had the attitude is, listen, we know how NASCAR is. We have played their ball game for all these years. We've come to learn where the limit is, and we're at that limit. And it is going to be a waste of time to try to fight this any further. And as Rick Hendrick says, we're ready to move on. We've been working on this deal for over 2 years.
Yeah, at some point, it's you got to get down to business to get to business. We got stuff to do. So, yeah. I think they'll sign soon. Without a charter, then you don't really have a race team. So,
well,
or you got a race team, just nowhere to go.
Well, you got a race team, but you're just not going to be bringing in all the perks that come with having a charter. You're not going to be guaranteed as one of the 36 in the race.
Could you go as far and just say, you know what, we're just going to qualify NASCAR, don't you worry? I mean, but there are other perks I know come with it, but just to thumb your nose. Because listen, it's not like you have, I don't know, 60 cars showing up to try to make a 43 car field like we used to way back in the day. It's mm-hmm. There's some times that if you and I showed up with a car, we'd probably get in.
And this is this next year is coming up, the year to where there is going to be a whole lot more prize money because of the TV deal. So it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out, to see how NASCAR reacts, how 2311 continues to react between now and the end of the season. Could we see 2311 file some sort of lawsuit against NASCAR? And if they do, how long could that be tied up in court?
I don't think NASCAR does this if they don't know there's a pretty good chance going forward. I mean, they've got lawyers too.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your day. We've got some news in the world of NASCAR to get to, and we come back after the break. And, of course, we are presented to you by Optimize U. You can find them online at OptimizeUChattanooga.com. More to come straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize U, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Are you looking to take control of your health and live your best life? Then this is the podcast for you. Join Josh Porter and Mandy Livingston as they share cutting-edge research, practical tips, and inspiring stories to help you optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health. From nutrition and exercise to hormone optimization, we cover it all. So tune in to Optimize Health and start empowering your health one episode at a time. You can find Optimize Health at your favorite podcast platforms or online at OptimizeHealthNow.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com.
A production of Whitfield Media Group.
Buckle up and hang on with Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 105.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 105. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. Round one of the NASCAR playoffs is down. The round of 16 is now the round of 12 as we say goodbye to four drivers, and now only 12 drivers have a chance to become your 2024 champion. The round of 12 starts this Sunday night at Kansas Speedway as we go to Kansas for, let's see, it froze up. I was wanting to figure out what kind of cool name Kansas has. The Hollywood Casino 400 presented by ESPN Bet. That's an easy name for you. So there you go. Kansas Speedway, mile and a half flat track. Then we go to Talladega for the Yellowwood 500. By God. And then the Charlotte Bank of America Roval 400, road course racing at Charlotte Motor Speedway. So there you have it. The next three races in the round of 12. After that, the bottom four in the standings are in the top 12. The bottom four are gone. And we move on to the round of eight.
Of course, this Sunday you can catch the race on USA Network, and it will be on at 3 p.m. Eastern. Casey, CW Network took over the Xfinity Series.
The CW, yeah.
And they carried their first race Friday night. They did a great job. I was very pleased with their broadcast. Of course, basically they had most of the NBC crew. From pit reporters and then the pre-race and then, of course, in the booth. But I thought they did a nice job.
So the CW got 900,000 viewers, actually 906,000 viewers for its first ever NASCAR race. That's the channel's highest rating for any program in 8 months.
Really?
Yes. Here's the thing. 900,000, that's not a lot. That's about half what people tune in for a regular NASCAR race. But hey, it's something. The CW's got to be excited.
It's Friday night, and you're competing against high school football. So, you know, you got to look on the bright side.
Let's see. Yes, it's the CW. A lot of people are saying the coverage was good. There you go. But it's like, you know what? You can also go to your phone. So there you go.
And CW is considered to be a major network.
You know, we haven't talked about the Xfinity or the Truck Series. We used to cover it a little bit more, but I feel like that you and I have talked. The interest just isn't there. You've got to be a hardcore stock car racing fan to really keep up with it, because it doesn't seem to be. It's not promoted as much. It's not on TV as much. They don't race.
Well, no, wait. All the races are on television.
It's not promoted. Like, it used to be,
You were always on Saturdays, and they were right there on whatever the same channel that you were going to see the race was on. You know, like these race weekends, you were kind of a big thing, and you see them not racing as much, sometimes not at the same track as the big guys. But, you know, it went through a rebrand years ago. It's kind of like what it is so unique because it is a traveling series the same way that the Sprint Cup is, but the, you know, all the attention goes there. That's for the NASCAR championship. What is it? Is it the minor leagues? Is it a complete separate series? It's almost like people, they don't know what to do with it. And in the truck series, Sean has kind of gone through the same thing. Therefore, we go a month without seeing a truck race.
I think that both series are alive and well. I mean, the TV contracts prove that the series are still doing well, especially the Xfinity series. I don't recall what the dollar amount that CW ponied up, but they signed a 7-year deal to be the exclusive home of the Xfinity series. And Fox, you know, is continuing the truck series. Most of them are going to be on FS1 with a few races that will be on Fox Network. I mean, I see your point, but when you start looking at the numbers and you start looking at what kind of value those races are bringing to the TV networks, it appears that it's going well.
Who's the points leader in either series right now? No, you can't look up there at the giant screen of info.
I cannot recall.
Exactly. But, and I guess maybe that's my point. Like, maybe it's alive and well as an underling series.
Well, and it's not fair for you to ask me that this time of the year because I've got the huge distraction of college and NFL football.
But we should know some of the names. I mean, listen, we know Grant Enfinger because we, you know, think he's got a funny last name, but I can't tell you if he's in the truck series or the Xfinity series right now. I don't know. Maybe it's doing really well as a breeding ground. SVG.
SVG.
There you go. But he's also, we only know him from Cub.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. ran Friday night in the Xfinity series.
There you go. But he's...
And did rather well.
He's a podcaster now. So...
Well, he's a broadcaster too. Matter of fact, they interviewed him a couple of times, and he was very candid to say that he's really wanting to work and improve his broadcasting abilities for, you know, television, because he's got a big TV deal that starts next year. So that seems to be a very important piece of his world right now.
Cole Custer won at Bristol. Watkins Glen, I'll give you $1,000 if you can name the winner there.
You'll give me $1,000.
Austin Hill won at Atlanta. Connor Zillish, was that who you were going to pick?
Oh yeah, that's exactly who I was thinking.
I could have played the game Xfinity winner or insurance agent, and you would not have been able to. Christopher Bell, Ryan Truex, Riley Herbst, Cole Custer. Cole Custer's having a good year. I don't know. I've always thought that it's a minor league, but yet. I don't know. I feel like the broadcasts have never known what to do with it much.
Let's cover just a couple of minutes of some news in the world of NASCAR. Geico has just announced that they are not going to be back next year as a premier partner. They were one of the first to come in with NASCAR in 2020, I believe it was, when they decided to go with a different tier Coca-Cola, Geico, as far as the three or four, I think it's four or five premier partners when they decided not to have an exclusive title sponsor. And they've also been the official insurance of NASCAR. But there's been some changes within the company and leadership, and so the decision's been made not to renew their contract.
The Gecko wants out. He's tired of racing.
I think you're right. So that has been just announced recently. Also, too, let's see here. Corey LaJoie and Justin Haley have switched positions. Rick Ware Racing has acquired Corey LaJoie, and Justin Haley has acquired I've lost my notes.
Is that?
But anyway, they've swapped ownerships.
Changed for the sake of change. Yeah.
Yeah, they've swapped for the company that they race for. So there's been some certainly changes within some of the drivers for 2025. Spire Motorsports, and then Rick Ware Racing. So they did a little bit of a trade there,
a little bit of a swap.
And it's unusual
put your keys in the bowl.
Yeah, and it's unusual that they've made this change at this time of the year.
I just got to see if you got something.
Well, I don't know. Tell me the last time you can recall that happening.
I don't. I mean, I can never
remember that happening.
That's like teams trading quarterbacks. You know, like, hey, well, you try him out, and I'll try your guy out because our guy's not doing very good.
Yeah.
That doesn't usually happen most of the time.
All right. Who's your pick for this week at Kansas?
Going to Kansas.
Anybody a favorite?
No, it's probably just going to be one of the regulars. I'll give it to Kyle Larson back-to-back.
You don't think it's a possibility that we could see a spoiler, somebody outside the championship run to possibly get a win?
I don't think we get anything shocking at Kansas. I think shocking will come at Talladega, and then I think a Chase Elliott road course win at the Roval. So there you have it. That's a little extra prediction.
Hey, I'm going to go out there and say Kyle Busch.
Oh, KB?
Kyle Busch is going to come and spoil it for them all.
Well, I'd like to see it. But regardless what happens, you and I will be back to talk about it Monday.
That's right. We'll be back here, right here on Rock 105 next Monday at 6 p.m., breaking down the entire NASCAR weekend from Kansas and getting you up to date with all the news on and off the track. We want to thank you so much for joining us and making us a part of your Monday. If you've missed any portion of today's show, or maybe you've missed a show in the past and you want to go back and listen to it, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform.
A lot of people going, yo, what did Sean and Casey say about the first Kansas race? Let's go back and listen.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
You could, and then seek help.
And you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio. Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Woodfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 105. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner Smith Studios, powered by EPB Fiber Optics, this is WRXR-FM Ross.